From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. This coming week, the Bush administration and the U.S. Congress will be focusing on Iraq and on changing U.S. policy there. Tomorrow, President Bush will receive a prominent Shiite politician at the White House. Tuesday, the Senate Armed Services Committee will hold hearings on the confirmation of Robert Gates as Secretary of Defense. And Wednesday, the Iraq Study Group, the bipartisan panel commissioned by Congress last March, will make its report to Capitol Hill. In the run-up to this big week, the subject on a lot of minds in Washington was a leaked memo written by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us to talk about all of this. Ron, let's start with that memo. What's the thinking about the reason the secretary wrote it when he did? This was just 2 days before he resigned. And why are we hearing about it now?
Debbie, the White House has said the memo was simply part of the president's own ordered internal review of the Iraq policy. But you know, the text and the tone of the memo itself suggest something else is going on here. This is a document produced by a man who knew he was on the way out, and a man, Donald Rumsfeld, who wanted it on the record that he knew more about the real situation in Iraq than he had been able to say publicly, and that he knew it was time to try something new, to rethink everything, including tactics and strategy and maybe the fundamental nature of our open-ended commitment. So for political reasons, he had concealed his realizations on all of these things until the final hours, but he didn't want to go into history looking clueless. And he did not want the Iraq Study Group or others coming out with lists of options and getting credit for a lot of ideas that he had had himself. So I think that's why Rumsfeld would have written just this kind of memo at this time. And I suspect whoever leaked this report wanted to accomplish much the same thing.
The White House did have a response today on the talk shows. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley was on ABC's This Week talking about the president.
He has said publicly what Secretary Rumsfeld said, that things are not proceeding well enough or fast enough in Iraq. We have to make some changes. We need a new way forward in Iraq, and that's what this policy review is all about.
You know, I'm hearing two messages here. One is to downplay the significance of the memo itself, to say it's just part of the policy review, no revelations, we're always weighing the options. But the other message may be more important. It says, yes, the Secretary of Defense had decided that we could no longer stay the course. And you know what? The president has reached the same conclusion. Whatever their public statements may have been throughout the summer and fall, this is where their thinking has been going.
Rumsfeld is still in the Pentagon, of course, until Robert Gates is confirmed and takes over. What are you expecting from the Gates hearings this week?
I think the general tone will probably be quite cordial. We still have John Warner in the chairmanship of the Senate Armed Services Committee. The Democrats will have a lot of political questions they'll want to ask, but I think they'll save most of their questions about the Iraq war until after they take over in January. We should see some exploration of the Iraq policy and some scrubbing of Mr. Gates himself, particularly his past in the CIA, the Iran-Contra affair in the mid-1980s, his support for military action in Central America, and some accusations that he tailored intelligence reports on the Soviet Union to favor the hardline anti-Soviet policies that he favored personally. But we're really only talking about one or maybe 2 days of hearings this week, so this is not going to be the big show trial where we ask who lost Iraq.
When the Iraq Study Group comes out with its recommendations, many of which have already been reported, what happens next?
I think a lot of their potential thunder has already been stolen, as you suggest. But the commissioners were going to try to get some of that heat back. They're going to be going out on the road. They're talking about going out this month and next and doing a lot of media around the country. And this can be the start of a national dialogue on Iraq, and it should feed into the hearings the Congress will hold under new management, under the new Democratic majorities in the new year.
Now, President Bush is going to receive a powerful Shiite politician tomorrow, Abdulaziz al-Hakim. Is there a sense that the administration is looking for someone else to deal with other than Prime Minister Maliki?
Hakim is both a politician and a cleric, and he is the head of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. This is a Shiite group, biggest group in the Iraqi parliament, and it has ties to Iran, and it's no great friend to the United States. But they are seen as friendlier than their rival Shiite group led by Muqtada al-Sadr. So President Bush may not quite be looking for an alternative to Maliki, but he badly needs additional points of contact in Iraqi politics, both for information and for communication, and ultimately for leverage in the coming months.
NPR's Ron Elving, thanks.
Thank you, Debbie.